This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two, USA Prepares. Merry Christmas, class, from Genesis Communications Network and USA Prepares. We're talking about things that not necessarily written in books, things that you didn't learn in class, and dealing with electricity today. And we'll deal with some other topics as well, as time permits. There's a condition, a situation in your breaker panel, circuit breaker panel, which is called, what could be called a double tap. Double, and then the word T-A-P, tap. What happens is some people, when they add a circuit, a branch circuit, more receptacles, for example, or a lighting circuit, might say, shoot, we're out of circuit breakers. Well, we'll just stick this new wire along with the existing wire on an existing circuit breaker. So that would be two hot wires coming out of a circuit breaker that's designed for just one wire. That's called double tapping. The code does not allow that. And rightfully so. So what do you do? Well, there's a real simple solution to that. The reason it's not allowed is most circuit breakers that have been in existence for years have only been designed for one wire. Now, some circuit breakers allow two, and they will say so on the breaker. But if they don't, if they have like a screw, flat screw, which would be an older type, they're designed for one wire and one wire only. So the solution is really simple. You add a pigtail. So that would be, if it's a 20-amp circuit breaker, you would add a piece of number 12-gauge wire, insulated wire. You wrap it around the screw clockwise. You tighten the screw. Of course, you do this with the electricity off, right? And this pigtail might be 10 inches long. Something like that, maybe a foot long. And then the two wires that you would have wanted to put under the same screw now get connected with a wire nut to the pigtail. So you have the pigtail that comes from the breaker, and then you have those two wires that go to the branch circuits. And that's perfectly acceptable. It is. But not two wires under a screw that was designed for one wire at the circuit breaker. Okay? So that's called double tapping, and it's a real simple fix. So you might see on a circuit breaker where it says one pole unit. That means one wire, one pole unit. You might see a circuit breaker that says, let's see, something like two number 14s, or two number 14-12, AWG, CU. CU stands for copper. AL stands for aluminum. So if you see a breaker that says AL/CU, that means it will accommodate copper or aluminum wire. Although, you know, I would not use aluminum wire. I wouldn't. As far as the breakers, it will tell you whether you can put one or two wires in it. Be two pole or one pole, or it'll say two number 14 or two number 14-10 or two number 14-12. It'll tell you exactly what you can do with that, right on the breaker, right on the face of the breaker. Okay, so don't double tap, okay? Unless you use a pigtail or unless the breaker is designed for it. There is another way you can accommodate adding another circuit. That's called a tandem, T-A-N-D-E-M, breaker. And what that is, and you might have seen these. So instead of having a larger flip switch to reset the breaker, it has two smaller ones. And what you can do is you put that, take out the old breaker. Obviously, the electricity is shut off before you do any of this. By the way, don't believe anything I say. Do your own research, make up your own mind. Don't believe anything I say. What can be done is the old breaker with a single, let's say a 20-amp breaker, I can take that out, and you can put in a tandem breaker. A tandem breaker is more expensive, but it's basically the equivalent of two circuit breakers that fit in one slot. And it'll have two places to attach wires, one for each branch circuit. That's a great way to go if you've run out of room. And the breaker panels are designed to accept that, and it meets code. Okay? So sometimes it's a great option. Another thing you might want to think about is how long do circuit breakers last? And can you extend the life of them? Well, one thing to consider is it might be called exercising the circuit breakers. Now, I can pretty much guarantee you that very few people do this. Very few. What this requires is you disconnect that appliance or you shut off the electricity for the whole house. And then you literally shut off the circuit breaker, then turn it on and shut it off and turn it on. Maybe do it twice. That would exercise that. And what that does is it reestablishes the connection with the contacts, and it makes sure, and you'll be able to feel whether it's working properly or not. And if it resets properly, makes the right feel, the right click, the right sound, it's probably pretty good. So you might want to consider resetting them a couple times a year. The caution here is, if you have a refrigerator compressor, a freezer compressor, a heat pump or an air conditioning unit, it does not like being shut off and then being restarted right away. So to make sure that you don't put extra strain on the compressor for a refrigerator, a freezer, heat pump, dehumidifier, window air conditioner, you disconnect them first. You know, unplug them or shut off the whole power, you know, to the house. And then you can exercise the breakers a couple times each, and you're good to go. And what this does is it helps the contacts reset. It kind of helps push through any dirt or dust or buildup that can prevent a circuit breaker from tripping quickly. It's a great way to go. But I'm pretty sure very few people have done that. And you might want to make sure that you have the cover closed on your breaker panel all the time. And you might want to make sure that you don't have things in front of your circuit panel that prevent you from racing over to it, opening the door, and shutting off the power in an emergency. You know, put stuff in front of it. Make sure it's accessible. And the door should be closed so that extra dust doesn't get on the breakers and the wiring and so forth. Those are a few thoughts about breakers and exercising them. And we do it here. Another thing you might want to talk about is, or think about, is how to wire certain devices. So, for example, does a refrigerator need to be on its own branch circuit? Or can you just have it on the same circuit with other things? Well, I know. I know it's way better to have a refrigerator on its own circuit, a microwave oven on its own circuit, a dishwasher on its own circuit, a washing machine on its own circuit. Why? Because when a washing machine starts, it's got an electric motor, and that electric motor will draw 2 to 3 times the starting current as the running current. That means it's kind of like a bicycle. When you first get on a bicycle, to get that initial motion, to get that bicycle going forward, it's way harder to get it moving when you push down on that pedal to get it started as to keep it going once it is started. Same exact thing with an air conditioning compressor, heat pump compressor, a dehumidifier compressor, refrigerator compressor, freezer compressor. Devices with electric motors, big electric motors. But the refrigeration type units are the ones that really don't like being restarted right away. That's why there's a thermal device that prevents that from happening inside the refrigerator compressor circuitry. So if you shut off the power and then you try to restart it right away, it won't restart right away. It'll wait several minutes before it will restart. It might try, but it won't do it because the refrigerant gases are preventing the piston or the scroll unit of the compressor from starting. So I like to have the devices like, I don't have a garbage disposal, but if I did, I think I'd like to have that on a separate circuit, dishwasher on a separate circuit, and several circuits on the kitchen counter, several of them. And what we have done in our kitchen counter is we have like K1, K2, K3, K4. K stands for kitchen. 1 would be circuit number 1. K2 would be circuit number 2. K3 would be circuit number 3. K4 would be circuit number 4 on the kitchen counter, for example. And then the kitchen lighting is on a separate circuit. And the idea is you may want to have a toaster running at the same time that you've got a microwave oven running. It would put an extreme load on a 20-amp circuit if you did that. Probably trip the breaker. Almost guaranteed. And you might have a mixer, an electric mixer. You might want to use the toaster while you're using the electric mixer, or the electric mixer while you're running the microwave oven, or the bread maker while you're running the mixer. So if you have circuits on your kitchen counter that are spaced at, let's say, 2 feet apart, and they are on different circuits, you can plug in the microwave oven on one, you can plug in the bread machine on another, and you're not going to trip the circuits. And that's what we do. Now, it costs a little bit more to do that. And if you're going to build a house, but one thing you think about is, how much wire are we going to run, and where's the best place to put the panels? We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about electricity, and might have some time to get into some other topics as well. We're talking about circuits. And so the circuits that I would like to have individual circuits for specific appliances would be a washing machine, obviously an electric dryer, dishwasher, garbage disposal. But we don't have a garbage disposal. We recycle. You know, if we have food that's left over, carrot peels, potato peels, they go to the animals, and chickens love them. So microwave, we don't have a garbage disposal. And if you have a septic tank, it's a crazy thing, absolutely nuts, to have a garbage disposal. Because if you have a choice between giving it to the dogs, giving it to the chickens, or putting it in the trash, putting it in the septic system is like insanity, because then you're going to have it pumped out sooner. So why would you do that? Right? Just take care of it some other way. Obviously, a water heater needs to be on a separate circuit. If you have a Whirlpool-type tub, that would be on a separate circuit. And if you have a large window air conditioning unit, and if it requires a separate circuit, it'll tell you on the label. It'll say, you know, that needs a separate circuit. Or it might say something like single outlet circuit. And obviously a refrigerator, freezer. And if you have a sump pump, I think I'd want to have that on a separate circuit as well. And we have a dehumidifier, and I have that on a separate circuit as well. Because the last thing I want to have happen is have the dehumidifier trip the circuit breaker because it's coming on at the same time as, let's say, a freezer or some other device, and then have the dehumidifier not work, and then find out that there's mold growing as a result of the dehumidifier not working. So I want a separate circuit for that. And one of the things that I do is I look at the circuit panels, and I check for tripped circuits, see if any of them has been overloaded, and if so, why. And then obviously reset the breaker. Those are a couple things to think about with devices that should be on their own circuit. There's a thing called a junction box. And a junction box can be metal, it can be blue plastic, it can be gray plastic, or it can be fiberglass. And you've seen these. I know you've seen these. Sometimes people add another piece of cable to it, extend the circuit to an existing circuit, and then the cover doesn't fit on the junction box. Is that okay? No, it's not okay. Because the junction box is designed to be a container to prevent fire from spreading from overheating wires. So if you have a junction box and it does not have the cover on it, lint can get in there, dust can get in there, you know, tinder can get in there. And if it doesn't have a cover, it's probably because it has too many wires, so you have the wrong size junction box. So what you can do is take a picture of it, shut off the power, put in a larger junction box. Now, years ago, junction boxes were not 4 inches. They were 3 inches or 3.5 inches. So they were smaller. They were smaller because people didn't have as much electrical power consumption, didn't have as many devices, so they didn't run as much wire. Well, that's not the case anymore. Pretty much everything runs on electricity. So there's electric wires everywhere. And there are junction boxes in lots of places. So if you're adding a piece of wire, make sure that it all fits in there. And you can actually look up on the internet how many cubic inches that junction box is and how many wires will fit in it. It'll tell you how many number 12 wires, how many number 14 wires, what combination of 12 and 14s. It's listed. It's listed on the internet. Sometimes it's even listed right on the box, stamped right into the plastic. And am I okay with blue plastic? I'm sure. Am I okay with gray plastic? Sure. What do I like best? Metal. I really do. Because it doesn't burn.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Russia may be resorting to extreme tactics in its war against Ukraine. There are now reports of Russian troops using flammable and toxic gas against Ukrainian forces on the ground. Some areas in the central U.S. got a white Christmas as a storm moved through since Saturday, bringing wintry conditions to several states. New details out regarding who is donating money using the re-election campaign of President Joe Biden.
According to new data released by the Federal Election Commission, President Joe Biden's primary fundraising arms have received an outsized amount of support from the most expensive zip codes in the country. I'm Tim Berg.
Tesla recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the U.S., saying the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Merry Christmas, class, from all of us at Genesis Communications Network and USA Prepares. We're talking about wiring, and this is 5 Minute University. Just me today. And you've all seen this. You've all seen wires sticking out of electrical boxes on older houses. It's absolutely not the way to go, because the idea is that the box is to prevent you from being electrocuted. The metal boxes are by code grounded, so that if there is a wiring anomaly and the current will be sent to the ground, and either the fuse or the circuit breaker will trip or blow. Okay? By design. The idea of a circuit breaker is to limit the amount of current. The idea of a fuse is to limit the amount of current so that so much current doesn't go through the wire that it overheats the wire and causes a fire. But if there's a short circuit the insulation, let's say, degrades. If it's a rubber and fabric type insulation, over time it can degrade. It will degrade, and it can cause a short circuit. And the idea is, the best place for that to happen is in a box, so that you don't have the big spark. Just as the circuit breaker or fuse protects that circuit, and that big spark it'll be contained, so there won't be a fire in the house, or it'll reduce the possibility of that fire being in the house. So the idea is, make sure that you don't leave your boxes, receptacle boxes, switch boxes, junction boxes, open without a cover. Okay. Next is, let's go back to whole house generators for just a minute. So I've been doing some research, and I want to know how long a generator should last. I called Generac last night. They've got a 24-hour line. I happened to talk to a guy who's really, really pretty sharp. He's a gearhead, and he likes engines, and he has a race car. He is a technical support guy for Generac. And I've been buying a bunch of these generators, and I wanted to look at them and see how they operate. So I bought this one. I really like it. It's a model called Centurion. I thought, gosh, this thing is pretty darn well built. I wonder how old it is. Because it doesn't say, you know, date of manufacture anywhere on the label inside. I thought it was a really well-built unit. And the one I'm talking about right now is 8.5 kilowatts. And I wanted to know how old it was. And he said, oh, let me look it up. I gave him the serial number. He said, it's so old that I can't look it up by serial number, but let's go back to a different reference. And he found out that it's before 2005. 2002 to 2005 series. And he said, you know, the guys that have these have told me that they are really, really some of the very best generators we've ever built. That's what he said. And I was impressed with it, this particular model. Well, I'm not impressed with all of them, but I'm impressed with this one. And it is really, really well built. So it's called a Centurion. And so here's where I'm going with this. How long will one of these things run? Well, they are allegedly designed to run around 3,000 hours, something like that. So that means that once a week they're going to start up, they're going to cycle, they're going to shut off, and then they're actually going to be used during power outages. So if you put all that together, how long will one of these things last? Well, most people would figure somewhere around 30 years, 30 years. Because who in their right mind would buy one thinking that it's a temporary thing? I mean, who would put in a concrete pad to set it on? Who would bring the gas in for it, you know, propane or natural gas? You know, have the plumber come for that, the gas company or the propane company. Get all these people involved, any electrician. Okay? Get all these people involved, install this thing, and, you know, have $10,000-$12,000 installation or more if it was just a temporary thing. So how long do you think they should last? Or how long do you think they do last? Well, according to the internet, and I have a feeling this is probably right, a standby type generator lasts about 12 years. 12. I think that's probably right. And the reason I think it's probably right, as things happen, people forget about them, they don't exercise them, they leave them out there in the yard, and the leaves get on them, and they start rusting, or if a person lives in Florida, the salt water, salt air, salt moisture just corrodes them, and it stopped working. So the one I bought, the guy sold it to me, and he said, the engine, I said, so tell me about it. And he said, well, the engine is really good, but it won't generate electricity. I said, okay, I'll buy it. Got it home, hooked it up to propane, and sparks flew out of the engine. not from the muffler, but from the cooling area of the engine. Sparks were flying out, kind of like welding sparks. I called him up, and I said, so, you know, we talked about this, and you said that the engine was good. Sparks flew out of me, so. I said, so you want me to bring it back, or what do you want to do? And this was on one of those internet sites. Now, I know for a fact he did not want it back. So he said, well, how about if I send you a check? I said, okay. So we agreed on an amount. He sent me the check. But here's what happened. The starter, this thing has a automotive starter on a kind of like a lawnmower engine, a two-cylinder lawnmower engine with an automotive starter. But the starter gear, when it goes to turn over the engine, the starter gear flies out on a predetermined shaft path and engages the flywheel gear. And then as the engine starts, the starter gear retracts. Well, this one didn't retract. And the engine was spinning the starter at way too fast. And it was grinding off pieces of the starter gear. And it was getting hot, and that's what the sparks were flying out of the engine, out of the cooling system. So I've got a new starter coming, and I'm going to fix it. Now, I believe that the reason that it wasn't generating power was because the engine wasn't reaching operating speed. And because it wasn't reaching operating speed, the regulator would not turn on the power for the output of the generator. I believe that's what it is. But the guy who sold it to me didn't know that. But he sells generators. He services them. So I guess he should have known that, right? So what I'm trying to tell you is there are plenty of generators out there that are probably just fine or close to being fine that were installed improperly that might be, you know, 12 years old. This one's almost 20 years old. But it's great. I really like it. I'm impressed with it. I really am. So when you install your generator, if you decide to do that, you might want to make sure it's up in the air so that it doesn't get flooded. Make sure it's away from salt water. And you know what? I think considering everything, I might not put in a whole house generator. You know, if I were doing this all over again, I might just have a standby generator. You know, one that's a portable type. You know, one that two people can pick up. And one has a pull start or battery start. Hook it up to a propane hose or natural gas hose rather than gasoline. Have one that runs on two fuels, either gasoline or switch it to propane or natural gas. That's the way to go. And keep it inside. Keep it in the garage where it's not outside, where it'll last longer. So I think the expected life of a whole house generator is somewhere around 12 years because they live outside. Next thing is, what about those wires in an older house and they're just dangling either from the floor joist or between the studs in the wall and just have wire nuts on them? Is that okay? Is it okay to just put wire nuts on wire that, you know, maybe had a receptacle attached to it, but it's not needed anymore. Is that okay? No, it's not okay. Terminate. If there is wiring connected at the circuit panel, it is not okay to leave wires with just wire nuts on the other end. Not at the circuit panel end, but the, you know, hanging free. It's not okay. If you have a situation like that, disconnect it at the circuit panel if you're not using it. Or if you're using part of that circuit, put the unused wires in a box, in a junction box, with wire nuts on it. And fasten it so that it just doesn't hang there. And that will improve the chances of not having a fire. So another interesting thing about stoves. You know, believe it or not, it's hard to imagine this, but maybe it happens in apartment buildings. But children seem to like to open the oven door. That makes sense. You know, what's in there? They see somebody opening, they see an adult opening the oven door. They like to look in. Some children are precocious, and they'll sit on the oven door. I'm not sure why, but they do that. So what happens when someone sits on the oven door? Well, in many cases, the oven will tip toward the person sitting on the door. The whole stove will tip and could kill the child. So somewhere around, I'm thinking around 1990, Underwriters Laboratories decided that, and the ANSI, American National Standards Institute, those two organizations got together and somewhere around 1990 and they created some standards. They said, y'all can't be having stoves that'll tip over. And there's got to be a fix for that. And I think it's got to support over 200 pounds on the door. That'd be a big child, right? Maybe just a stupid adult would sit on the door at over 200 pounds. So the manufacturers produced an anti-tip-over retainer. And this thing is secured to the floor. So, you know, you have the back levelers, the back legs of the oven. Well, it's kind of like a U-shaped clip, if you will. And when you slide the stove back against the wall, the legs interlock with this clip. So that if you have somebody visiting your house...
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, yeah. And Jason wanted to make sure that you all have a Merry Christmas, and he wishes you a Merry Christmas. Jason is a fabulous job engineering here at Genesis Communications Network. And it's delightful broadcasting with Jason and all the guys and gals at Genesis Communications Network. So here's an interesting thing. Ceiling fans. Now, you all know that some people have ceiling lights in bedrooms, and they go, you know what, it's getting hotter, so let's put a ceiling fan in. And they just take out that light fixture and shut off the electricity, take out the light fixture, and screw a ceiling fan into that box that's already there. It's a convenient way of doing it. But what is not necessarily understood is that that box that's up there was never designed to hold a ceiling fan. So if the blue plastic box, it was not designed to hold a ceiling fan. It was designed to hold a lightweight fixture. Not a chandelier, just a lightweight enclosed fixture. So what happens with a ceiling fan is you can have 52-inch blades or even more, and when that thing starts up, there's torque that's applied. And what holds that ceiling fan to the box? Two little screws screwed into plastic. And there have been many cases that ceiling fans fall off the ceiling. And typically, where are the ceiling fans? Right in the center of the room, right? Because that's where the light was, in the center of the room, which is over the bed. So from 8 feet up, ceiling fan falls down, lands on you. Don't let that happen. So if you're going to put in a ceiling fan, make sure you use a ceiling fan box. There's a special box. It costs 10 times as much. It's about $10. And it's for ceiling fans. And it's much, much heavier duty. It's designed to hold the weight of a ceiling fan. In our case, we didn't use those. In our case, what I did with BAM, when we built this house, is we used either 2x6 or 2x8 framing lumber. And we put that right where the ceiling fan was going to be, and we put a pancake box. Pancake box is a round box, and it's about a half an inch deep. And it's just enough to get your wires in there, but that's just for the wires. But the ceiling fan itself is screwed into the 2x6 with about 8 or more long wood screws, sheetrock screws. That's how we do it. And it's a great way to go. So you might want to consider that. But that's when you build the house, so you know where the ceiling fan's going to be. And we never put the ceiling fans over the bed. Never. I mean, it makes no sense at all to do that. Because what goes up can fall down, just like satellites, right? Next question is, how long does the ceiling fan last? What do you think? So you go to the big box store and you say, oh, that's a nice one. You look at it from aesthetic point of view. And you think, you're not going to be buying another one, right? Well, that's not true. You know, back in around probably a little over 100 years ago, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, the fan company made a great fan. It was cast iron, and you'd lubricate it once a year. So you get a ladder, and you put a few drops of a non-detergent 30-weight oil, and you're good for the year. And you do that every year. How long do they last? I don't know. I think they're still working. But today's modern ceiling fans, you don't have to do that. You don't have to oil them at all. They are lubricated for life. Whose life? Well, they're lubricated for as long as they last. Not you last, they last. How long is that? Between 6 and 10 years. 6 and 10 years. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So our landfills are filled with these Chinese, sealed for life, no maintenance necessary ceiling fans. And one of the things, of course, that fails on them is the capacitor. The capacitor is less than $10. It takes 5 minutes to change it. And you remove the two screws in the bottom cap, just below the fan blades, and that's where the capacitor is, typically. And you can change that. Shut off the electricity. You snip the wires. They're all color-coded. There might be 5 wires in there. And you place them color for color for color for color for color. With the wire nuts that come with it, and you're back in business. That's if the ceiling fan goes, and it doesn't sound smooth or it doesn't start. That's typically what it is. I mean, assuming you have electricity. So can you imagine that? A ceiling fan, 6 to 10 years, typically. And what affects it? Well, on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. That's the hardest part for the motor and capacitor to withstand. You know, once they're running, you get, I guess the limiting factor really is the number of motor on-off cycles that kills them the fastest, as compared with just continuous running. But don't run it continuously if you're not there, because otherwise you're just wasting electricity. So class, Merry Christmas. Hope you all have time to spend with your family. It's been an honor being with you today. I've enjoyed it. And from all of us at GCN and USA Prepares, Merry Christmas.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.